Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Dean Richards in for John Williams today. 720 WGN as we kick off this holiday weekend. A little bit of follow-up to Mayor Lightfoot's speech last night outlining some of the budget problems that we've got here in the city of Chicago. Some have been very positive in their responses. Others have looked at it with a less positive view. Alderman Raymond Lopez, the 15th Ward, said that Mayor Lightfoot's speech was a paradox in prime time. I love the alliteration there. He said a PR stunt. Alderman Lopez is on the phone line with us right now. Alderman, welcome to WGN. Nice to have you with us.
Glad to be here.
Thank you for joining us. So what have your, I'm sure you've been hearing from constituents all day in the 15th Ward. What are they telling you about what happened last night?
You know, I think a lot of people are just disappointed that they didn't get more specifics out of the mayor's speech. You know, I think a lot of people are aware that there's some sort of looming financial crisis on the horizon, but people were hoping to hear what those specifically were and what her specific plans to address those financial issues were going to be. And we got a lot of alliteration, a lot of platitudes. You know, we're in this together, one big happy kumbaya. But that's not what people want. They want to know the truth. They want to know flat out what it is and what do we got to do to get away from it. And they didn't get that last night at all.
Yeah, then the mayor said that she was going to be talking more specifically in her budget address in October, though, right?
Well, I mean, she'll have to lay out the specifics when she produces her budget in October. But I think for all the hype, pomp, and circumstance that was leading up to this speech and all the suspense she was trying to build, you know, she kind of fell flat a little bit. You know, the only time, she only referenced solid numbers six times in that 24-page speech. And, you know, some of them we knew, some of them we didn't, and some of them we just don't have the raw data to prove that she's correct on them. So, you know, I hope as we have this conversation, we see that the deficit is $1 billion. I know, you know, she said, well, we're down to 838, but we don't even know how she got from $1 billion to 838. And there's a lot of things still on the horizon coming towards Chicago taxpayers, not just for the city of Chicago, but also when it comes to how the Board of Education is going to come up with the extra $300 million that the teachers want from their new contract.
Yeah, I certainly have no insight, but it sure sounded like that she said specifically that she would have more details in the actual budget address that was coming up. And would you agree that she just sort of laid the groundwork of, you know, sort of a state of this mess that we're in right now?
Well, I think she's laying the groundwork for a property tax, first and foremost, because by saying that if the legislature doesn't give her what she wants, in terms of casino revenue and other options, she's going to put all the burden on property taxes. She also opened the door for a commuter tax to hit the people who drive into the city for work. And I think she's, you know, going down the path that, you know, Rahm Emanuel did when he first ran, which was to go after all kinds of the services that are not currently taxed, things that were dubbed in 2011 as the Rahm taxes. You know, I think she's going to have to start looking at some of those items that people didn't necessarily support 8 years ago if she hopes to have a sustainable budget moving forward. Because, look, this $1 billion we're talking about today, it's going to be another $500 million, almost $700 million in next year and every year after that because of the automatic increases in pensions that are required by law.
Right, and until we you know, take the bull by the horns, so to speak. Just so it's clear, she said she rejected a property tax increase but left the door open for it. And additional taxes, she said that she would try to put the burden more on less on people who can least afford those changes and more on people who are making more money, right?
Well, and I think that was part of the reason why my alliteration is so fitting, this paradox in prime time, because you're saying, you know, I'm closing the door on property taxes, but I'm going to leave that door open if I don't get my way with some of the other issues.
Right.
What, you know, we want an equitable and fair budget, but we want only certain people to pay for it. You know, there are a lot of contradictions in her speech as she was rolling through it. And that if you're having a discussion about one Chicago where we're all in this together and we're all trying to come to a positive end together, then you can't, you know, start picking and choosing and playing this class warfare that your speech alluded to,
yeah,
despite the fact that you said you want to put an end to that.
What would you like to, very specific, you know, as specific as we can be right now, what would you like to see her do?
Well, I think for starters, you know, the hiring freeze was great, but, you know, there's an easy way to trim $200 million out of our budget, and that's simply to remove all these unfilled positions that are in the budget that taxpayers are asked to pay for, that the administration before her and the current one have refused to fill. So take $200 million right off the budget just by eliminating those positions. Additionally, there are some things that we can do to streamline city government. But you will have to ultimately raise taxes in this city. You know, we forget that for 20-plus years under Mayor Daley, property taxes never once were increased, but yet costs kept going up, contracts kept getting approved, and the quality and standard of life in the Chicago neighborhoods continuously went up, despite not moving the needle on property taxes. So we haven't kept pace with our revenues have not kept pace with our spending. And if we want to break that habit or at least catch up, you know, we have to bite the bullet and seriously look at raising property taxes, expanding the reach of our sales tax to include more items. You know, I'm notably a dog lover. I have six dogs at home, but yet when I go for grooming and things of that nature, none of those items are taxed. You know, it's a $1 billion industry that we're missing out on. So we really have to look at how we can expand our taxable options in the city of Chicago.
Yeah, these are more issues than we can deal with in a short period of time. I'm sure we'll be hearing more. We'd love to have you back sometime as you know, more developments come up with this, so you can lay out what you think about it. We'd like to get all the points of view on the table here and listen to everybody. Appreciate you joining us today.
Thank you. All for Chicago. Thank you, Dean. All for